You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to WCRN 830. All Politics is Local in Massachusetts. We're talking about the Ending the Common Core effort here in Massachusetts. We're going to turn the conversation over to Terry. Terry's got a couple questions for our guests. We're joined by Donna Colario and State Rep Keiko Oral, and we're going to talk a little bit about the process of getting this on the ballot. Terry.
Yes, I actually have some familiarity with the process of getting a ballot question on the ballot, and it's not as easy as a lot of people might think it is. First of all, I think the last time I went through this, we needed to get something close to 69,000 certified signatures, which really means you need to get something close to 90 to 100,000 signatures, which is no small effort. And on top of that, they need to be a bit balanced across the Commonwealth. You can't get them all in, say, Middlesex County and think you're going to have a successful ballot question. And then it goes through another process. So, Donna, why don't you update us on the process, or Keiko? You both are, I'm sure, very familiar with the process.
Well, you're 100% right. It's not an easy task to do. We need approximately 68, 69 certified signatures to be on the ballot, which means about 90 to 100,000 raw signatures. So unofficially, as of yesterday, we were looking around the 30,000 mark of signatures that we've collected so far. And to put that in perspective, the gas tax was at 50,000 around November 1st, which we think is very doable with our group. But it does mean that we have to, more than anything, double our efforts and spend more time and get more volunteers and maybe put in more hours. And I know a lot of our volunteers are putting in their whole weekend, and, you know, they're going to be at the Patriots game tomorrow. They're going to be at the parade in Woburn. They're going to be at several grocery stores in Pop Warner Field. So we do have many efforts going on, but we could use a multitude of volunteers. From that process, if we've achieved our goal by November 18th or 19th, I can't remember the exact date, we will then have to pick up those certified papers and then deliver them to the Secretary of State's office. So that's the process that we're undergoing. It's a lot of coordination. We have some great people on the ground collecting signatures, dedicated parents and teachers. We've got great organization with our group, and we're convinced that we're going to get the signatures in time, but we just need everyone's help right now.
Well, Don, I think you actually missed a couple of steps there that are a bit complex. First of all these signature sheets have to go to all of the local town clerks.
Oh, right.
And they they certify, and then they have to be picked up. And then they have to be delivered, to the Secretary of State. And then, just to make things a little bit more interesting, they are certified, and then it goes on the ballot, and then you have to convince people to vote for it. Although this is one of these kind of no-brainers, I believe, but we'll see. And then it goes to the legislature if the voters approve it. Goes to the legislature, and they actually have the opportunity to pass a piece of legislation. And if they don't, then your committee has to go out and get another batch of signatures, and none of those signatures can be the same of the ones that you did receive. In other words, probably about 90,000 signatures. So it's quite an onerous task to get done in a limited amount of time, and it just requires literally probably 800 to 1,000 volunteers.
Which we're at about right now. We need a little bit more. We're at about 850 volunteers right now, and we could use more volunteers to help us on the ground doing, because a lot of people have other things that they're doing. And you're right, we do need to bring those papers to each town hall first to get certified, and then we pick them up once again and then bring them to the Secretary of State. So it is a task. We're doing well. We'd like to be doing better, But I think the passion and the dedication among the ground troops is very admirable. In fact, just a quick story. We have a woman that's, I won't mention her name on the air because I'm not sure she wants me to, that has been collecting signatures throughout this process. And when I say signatures, she's doing at least 400 a weekend. And what makes her unique is she's 85 years old. And she has been out there in the cold. She's been snuggled up. She's been at the fairs. She's been at the grocery stores. And the other day, unfortunately, going to one of the venues to get a to get the signatures, she fractured her hip. So she ended up in the hospital. And the communication from the hospital is she's going to get back out there. She's not going to let that stop her. So we have that level of dedication among our group, and that to me is very impressive. I couldn't do it without the people that are doing the work that they're doing.
Well, you know, one thing that we want to reiterate to the listening audience is quite obviously the End Common Core group is going to be at the Patriots games. They're going to be at your local supermarkets. They're going to be at your Pop Warner football games. This is nonpartisan. This is just giving this effort a chance to be voted on by the voters. So if somebody approaches you, it's not Republican, Democrat. This is just a ballot initiative to give it an opportunity to get an up or down vote. In what election cycle, Donna, so people know?
2016, and what Representative Orel had mentioned is that they never had a say in 2010. Now we're going to bring it to the legislation, and we're going to bring it to the people, and that's the most important thing in a democratic process.
Absolutely.
Well, I would add to that. I would add to that that this effort has solidified in my mind the need for people to be involved in their educational destinies as far as their local communities and being paying attention to what's happening at the Board of Education. So, so they're making these decisions in Malden for the rest of the state, and we absolutely need to be with them toe to toe, and having a seat at the table. And I think that the ballot initiative has really spurred on discussion as to what are we doing and why are we doing this. And so that's where the effort is. I mean, even before the ballot question, there will be discussions at the Board of Ed, where people will need to be engaged and people will need to be participating and people will be need to be saying, we need to look at the standards. And I think that that's where my efforts in the legislature have been and will continue to be pressing. It's not a Democrat-Republican issue, pressing to say we need to be at the table to talk about real solutions for our children.
I agree 100%. You know, Terry Hendricks and I, we were very involved, Terry much more than I, on the Tank the Gas Tax effort. And that was a great grassroots effort done. We didn't have any money, so much to speak of, but our opposition certainly had a lot of money. Does the opposition to ending Common Core, I mean, do they have a full war chest of money? And, you know, what do you perceive as some of the issues that are going to come up with, you know, PARC versus ending Common Core?
Well, I believe we will have opposition, and I believe there will be money filtered in from the Gates organization funding some of these groups like Mass Business Alliance, Teach Plus, Stand for Children. They're all being heavily funded by the Gates Corporation, who wants to see Common Core successful throughout the country. So, yes, I believe we will, but as the gas tax, if you've got the right message and people understand what's happening and the education is there on the Common Core and why these standards are inferior and they cost more and they're loss of local control, like Representative mentioned, we will then have a successful campaign. I'm sure of it.
I think you brought up a very interesting talking point. The Gates Foundation is kind of pushing PARC. I don't think a lot of people
pushing the Common Core.
Is pushing Common Core. I don't think a lot of the, you know, probably listening audience was aware of that until right now. I mean, Terry, your thoughts on you know, the Gates Foundation?
Well, I mean, if you think about the Gates Foundation, and it was founded by Bill and Melissa Gates, who are if they're not the richest people in the world, they're pretty close to it. Something you know, they're worth in the $60 billion range, and they've given billions to the Gates Foundation to do a lot of very good things. So I'm wondering, you know, out of respect for them and because their intentions are certainly honorable, you know, is this a standard that's not not bad and maybe overall might actually lift the educational standards of the United States overall? But here we are in Massachusetts with probably the best system in the country. Is this a one-size-fits-all trying to be really forced down our throat? I mean, if a shoe manufacturer could make, say, all size 10 for men and size 7 for women, life would get a lot easier for them. But the reality is people wear different sizes and widths and have different needs as far as comfort.
And people learn differently, yeah.
So are we in a situation here where it's one-size-fits-all is being jammed down our throat with good intentions but bad outcome potential?
I think that we are. I think that we're having Mississippi standards and we're paying Massachusetts taxes. That's what I think. And if Mississippi
that should be on a bumper sticker, I think.
Okay, all right. I have other bumper stickers in my head right now too. But if we continue along this path, we are going to have a one-size-fits-all. And that's not what we want to do. We don't want to teach to mediocrity. We want to engage our children. And we don't want to, what they call, close the achievement gap. What we want to do is raise the bar for all children, those at the bottom, those in the middle, and those on the top. We want to constantly challenge our students. And Common Core doesn't challenge our students. And, you know, and if Mississippi feels that they want to incorporate the Common Core, let them incorporate the Common Core. If Massachusetts feels that we can do better, which we have, and which we can do better, then we need to do better. And this is what I'm saying is that we don't have to be part of the pack here. We can do our thing, do what we do best is education, and we'll give our standards to other states if they want them. You know, it's not a big deal. Other states have, you know, copied our standards because they know we are the best in the country. So I say, you know what, each state, it's a state's rights issue. It should not be a federal mandate. It's against the law anyways to have education, one-size-fits-all education, federal education. And this has been, as you know, in, you know, the process since the 1970s. So this isn't anything new. It's just that it's been accomplished through grant money, which was a different process than we were used to.
And with any change of standards, oh, sorry, Donna. With any change of standards, parents, teachers, administrators need to be part of the process. And prior, and when we changed to embracing the Common Core standards along with the Massachusetts, when we changed that in 2010, that was not the process. Legislators weren't included. Administrators weren't included. I mean, to the extent that they needed to be. And I think we need to have a vigorous discussion as we talk about getting to the standards that are top for Massachusetts. It
and
needs
I
to
agree.
Be a transparent and
yes.
open process, and that was not the case. And that's why we need to hit the reset button and say, this is not the way that education should be done in Massachusetts. We have been doing a great job prior to 2010. We need to hit the reset button, and we need to have a vigorous discussion with everyone at the table.
I want to thank both of you for taking the time on a busy Saturday morning to join us on All Politics is Local. We've been joined by Donna Calero, who's leading the effort to end Common Core in Massachusetts. It's endcommoncorema.com. And especially to State Representative Keiko Oro for taking the time to join us on All Politics is Local. We'll put it up on our website. Just real quick, we've only got like 10 seconds left. Anything that we should ask Dr. Solosky on Monday to follow up on our great conversation this morning?
Well, just ask her why these standards are inferior, the Common Core standards are inferior, because she knows, and she can give you the exact measurements there.
All right. We want to thank you both for joining us on All Politics is Local. We will put this interview and our interview with Dr. Solosky up on our website, All Politics is Local MA, with all of the contact of both of our guests this morning. I want to thank you for listening to such an important program. That's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. You've been listening to New England's news and talk station, WCRN, All Politics is Local MA.
Have a good weekend, New England.
No space to rent in this town. Out of love.